I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Katie Ott is 15 years old and is a freshman at Chatham High School. She has lived in Chatham since she was 2 years old. Katie enjoys listening to music, hanging out with friends, and playing sports. She has two brothers named Dylan and Drew.
I believe in doctor's visits. I believe in taking the extra step to get out for regular checkups. I believe in saving yourself before it's too late. You walk into a small white room that smells chemically cleaner than any place you've ever been to before. You are instructed to sit on a long bench with white paper that seems to break every time you sit on it. Then you look around the room and see different posters that explain different medical conditions. Usually you look at the posters but never really take anything away from it, but they have good intentions. The doctor comes in and asks you a billion questions, then proceeds to poke you with different equipment, then writes down everything about you. Sometimes there is occasional shot, extremely uncomfortable, I know, but it's very necessary. I believe in doctor's visit because a doctor's visit saved my mom. In 7th grade, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. She made the trip to get the mammogram, and I am so thankful that she did because that saved her life. If she didn't, the cancer would have spread and eventually killed her. 2 months after my mom was diagnosed, she went to surgery, a 10-hour double mastectomy. Completely terrifying. Thankfully, it all went as planned. A few days later, my brothers and I went to visit her. Hospital rooms. Worse than doctor's offices, in my opinion. However, hospital rooms are comforting, knowing she was in good hands. The next months of my mom's life was full recovery mode and probably the hardest, with constant pain and lack of mobility, but my mom pushed through and soon knows she was herself again. I believe in hospitals. I've always heard the phrase, an apple a day keeps a doctor away, and now that I think about it, it's a bit ironic. When you really think about it, does an apple a day keep a doctor away? It doesn't. That year, my mom got cancer, my friends and I got involved in Relay for Life, and ever since, we have stuck with it. Raising money for cancer felt like the only thing I could have done. We did what seemed like a billion events within a two-month span. We have successfully raised over $15,000 in 2 years. The first year, I stood up in front of everyone and talked about my mom's story. Public speaking. Even worse than hospital rooms, but I got through it. Now I can stand here and share my mom's story with you. I believe in doctor's visits.